What's up, guys? This is the TYF podcast. My name's Travis. I'm your host. If you're looking to level up your social media game and start crushing goals in 2019, then I promise you, you've come to the right place. So before I start on my main topic for the day, I just want to ask you to share this podcast with a friend, maybe a family member. There's not a lot of ways I can get this podcast out there to more people, unless it's through promotion or by you guys sharing it. So if you could please take the couple seconds to share this podcast with somebody, that would really mean the world to me. All right, so these last couple months, since say December up until now, I've just been kind of in a rut, just kind of feeling unmotivated. And I really have no idea as to why or anything. That's just kind of how it's been. And to be honest, I haven't been working to my full capability. You know, outside the gym, I've just been really slacking on my goals and not putting in the work. And every day that I would be sitting around and feeling like I should get up and do something, do you know what I'd tell myself? I'd say, no, you deserve to rest. Or, you know, I'm really tired today. I'm just not feeling it today. No one is listening to what I'm doing anyway. That's the kind of things that I'd tell myself, you know, to justify not putting in the work that I knew I was supposed to be doing. And that little example, it is kind of the perfect segue into what I want to talk about in this episode, which is excuses. So excuses are something that literally everyone has in common. We all use them to make ourselves feel better about not doing the things that we know we should be doing. So what is an excuse? Well, if you look it up in the dictionary, you're going to see that it's defined as a reason. But what's funny is most of the time, excuses are just the made-up reason why something did or did not happen. So what are some common excuses people make? Well, I mean, there's a lot of them. Like I said, we all constantly make excuses, but maybe some common one would be, you know, I'm depressed. You know, traffic was bad. My boss sucks. My family is keeping me from doing this. The bank wouldn't lend me money. You know, I don't have time to study. I'm too busy. Those are all pretty common excuses, right? I mean, you've probably heard some of those. You've probably made some of those yourself. So why don't you pause this for a second and write down the ones you use on a daily basis, just so you can really see what I'm talking about right now, so you can really grasp what I'm trying to get at. So see, the thing about excuses is that they're all just lies that we use to alternate reality, but they never move us to a better situation. So why do we make them so much? Why do we allow these made-up lies to determine our successes in life? We give them so much power. If you're one of those people, you have the victim mentality that constantly says, you know, everything always happens to me. I always have bad luck. You know, bad things always happen to me. Do you really think the fact that you have bad luck is going to improve your life or change your luck? No, it's not. And what's scary is you might actually start to believe that. If you allow these excuses, you keep feeding yourself these excuses of everything always happens to me, I have bad luck, then that is when it actually turns into reality, when you start to believe it. And that should scare you. So how do we get past this? Well, you have to be able to recognize that there's a time for providing excuses and providing information with actual sound reasoning behind events, number one. Number two, you have to know that every time you make an excuse for something, someone else is finding a solution. So every time you make an excuse where you can't do, you can't solve this, you can't, you know, you can't do this, someone else out there is looking for a way to solve that problem, and they're gonna profit from it. So think about that. For every excuse you make, someone else out there is finding the solution. Number three, is you have to assume responsibility. Grant Cardone says, everything happens to you because of you. There's so much truth to that. I try and live by that statement the best I can because I've never heard a more true statement than that. If you relate to work because of traffic, it wasn't because of the traffic. It's because you didn't leave early enough. Do you see what I'm getting at here? Do you see what Grant was getting at here when he made that statement? Everything happens to you because of you. You have to assume responsibility. There is no excuse in this world that will make you successful. Not one. Excuses are what people have almost an infinite supply of. We never run out of them. We could pull them out of a hat if we wanted to. But if something doesn't move you closer to where you want to be, it is a waste of time and energy, and you need to throw it away. Let's crush this year together. Thank you for listening to the TYF podcast.